Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir, Daf Yud Zayin. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Julius Rosenberg and also Harry Cantor, Henoch Ben Yaakov. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up on Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, six lines down from the top of Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. And yesterday, we had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as to how to understand a person who took upon himself in his Zeris while he was in a cemetery. So he's Tomei, and he takes upon himself in a Zeris. And originally we had thought that Rav Yochanan's opinion was that the Zeris is Chal, albeit it can't start. And we had originally said that Reish Lakish says it's not Chal, that the Zeris doesn't even take effect. And the major nafkamina was when the person becomes Tar, he comes out of the cemetery, he has the Azor of the Paraduma, on day 3 and 7 goes to the mikvah, does it immediately kick in his new Naziris now on day 7, that once he's gone to the mikvah? So that would be the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And we had originally thought that Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't kick in. He has to go and restate his Naziris. But we proved that that was incorrect. And at the end of yesterday's shiur, we said that, in fact, Reish Lakish also holds that the Naziris is Chal. That's what we pick up. Again, six lines on the top, Yizayin Amud Aleph. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi. Mar, who's the son of Ravashi, says, in regards to the Naziris taking effect. So both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that the person who accepts upon himself a Naziris while he's in the cemetery, i.e. while he's Tamei, nevertheless, the Naziris does take effect. So where do they have a machlokas? Eloki plige lemilki. The only argument they have is in regards to getting Malkus, but this is only Malkus in regards to Tuma. As you can see clearly in Tosfos, Dibra Maschol, and let's read this Tosus inside. We're talking about when the person becomes tar after he leaves the cemetery. He doesn't have to go and restate that I will be a nazir. It immediately takes effect once he's tar. The chayil alav min aziris rishon, from his original statement, which he made while he was in the cemetery, even Reish Lakish and certainly Rav Yochanan say that the naziris is chal and he doesn't have to reiterate it. And the question that we raised yesterday, then how is there a din of Shvi Olalo? So now we understand, even according to Reish Lakish, Shvi is Olalo because it automatically kicks in the minute it becomes Tar. And this is true even if he doesn't reiterate it. And this likewise is true. The Moder Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is Moder to Rabbi Yochanan. And here you need the Ghost Rajberg, who tells us that we delete the words over here that are in parentheses, which that's why they're in parentheses. And he says, the Loki toch yume tumaso ashesia va'ataglachas. That in fact, the person who accepts upon his Asiris while he's in the cemetery, both Rav Yochanan and even Reish Lakish Amoda, that you get Malkus if he in fact goes and drinks wine, even though he's still Tommy, hasn't started his Naziris, or if he cuts his hair. So even though his Naziris hasn't started, but it's Chal on him, and therefore he would get Malkus, both according to Reish Lakish as well as Rav Yochanan, of course, if he does drinking of grape juice or wine, or he does a taglachas. So where's the machlokas? The Chi Pligi, the only machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is Lemilke. When we say it over here in the Gemara, do where you do not get Malkus, it's only the Pirush Atuma Luchud. It's only if the person becomes Tameh does he get a penalty according to Rav Yochanan of Malkus, whereas Reish Lakish would say he's not. So it's only over here, e his rubo atuma. If they want him, hey, listen, get out of the cemetery, you're not allowed to stay there. So im his rubo lotzis, v'lo yotza, the rachmana lo miyate elemi korban luchude. Lekaman, as we'll learn, that the Torah only prohibits him from having to bring a korban. We actually learned this yesterday as well. But he's not allowed to become Tomei, and therefore he's not allowed to stay in the cemetery. And if somebody says, hey, listen, get out of the cemetery, a Nazir is not allowed to be in the cemetery, and he doesn't get out, so Rav Yochanan says he gets Malkus. However, here, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish says no. So far, Afogav dechayle l'shar mile l'yayinu taglachas, even though I agree with you, Rav Yochanan, that if he drinks wine, or if he in fact takes a haircut or shaves, that he would get Malkus. But lo loki atuma. But if they tell him, hey, get out of the cemetery, and he doesn't listen, he won't get Malkus. Atuma lo loki. The kivan de miyate rachmona mi karban tuma, since everybody agrees that he doesn't bring a karban as a tamei nazir, because he was tamei before he was a nazir, so therefore, once that din doesn't apply, Reish Lakish says, miyata mi kol din tuma, ath mi Malkus. Therefore, every din of tuma doesn't apply, including Malkus, until he becomes tar. Okay, that's the machlokis now that Marba Rav Ashi says is between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Eloki pligi lemilke. Regarding this din, do you get malchus for warning and he doesn't listen to get out of the cemetery? Rav Yochanan savar kivan de chayla, since the nazirus is chal, and as we pointed out from Tosos, it's chal certainly to get malchus for wine or taglachas, so then loki for tumah as well. Reish Lakish disagrees. Savar lo loki. Nevertheless, it is chayil, but he doesn't get malchus because just like the din of carbon doesn't apply because his tumah came before the nazir, so too the din of malchus doesn't apply. So this is what Marba Rav Ashi says is the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The more questions is, however, Eisei Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is questioned by Rav Yochanan in the following way. Our Mishnah said that if a person took upon himself a nazir while he was in the cemetery, so our Mishnah said, even if he stayed there the entire 30 days, it doesn't count. He didn't count a single day of Naziris. And in fact, the Eino Mevi, carbon tumma. And it states, Beferish Mishnah, that he doesn't have to go bring a carbon tumma when he does become tar. There is no din of bringing the carbon tumma if he was tummy before the Naziris. Now, that implies, Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, carbon tumma. Who the low maisi? A carbon tumi does have to bring, but the implication of that is homilke lokele, that he would get maukis. Exactly like me, Rav Yochanan says, Kasha and you Reish Lakish. So how does Reish Lakish respond? So Reish Lakish say no. Bidinhu, in fact, it should have said to listen in a loke. The more correct way for the Mishnah to have been written would have been to say, not only carbon tumma, who the low maivi, he doesn't have to bring carbon tumma, but he doesn't get maukis as well. Like I hold, Reish Lakish would say. Why didn't it say that? Elamishum de Karboil missed the Sefer. Since in the Sefer, it has to tell us specifically that when Yotzo v'nichnas, if he does become tar, he leaves the cemetery, he becomes tar, and now he then, once he's tar, goes back into the cemetery. So, number one, all the days that he's tar, Olo ben Aminion, they would start counting his Aziris. However, when he becomes tummy, it knocks it off, or maybe Karbon Tumah. And now, as a Nazi who was Tahu, who became Tomei, he'd have to bring a carbon tumma. So since the Sefer had to teach us the din of carbon for tumma, so too, Tana Reisha ain't a maybe carbon tumma for parallelism. But the din would be, according to Reish Lakish, that you also don't get Malchus in the Reisha, so you can't learn out by implication anything. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, you don't have a Raya from our Mishnah to your Shita, Rav Yochanan, if it's my Shita as well. Mora tries again and says, Toshma, the following Braisa seems to be a riot to Rav Yochanan. The Braisa says, Ein bein tomei shenazar. There is no difference between a tomei person who undertook Naziris versus Lenazir Tahar, a person who was Tahar when he took the Naziris, Shenitma, who became tomei. So now both of them are tomei. But the only difference between them is, Ella, Shetame Shenazar, the person was Tame, he was in the basic crows, and he took upon himself the Naziris. So then, Shvi, Shalom, Olo, Lo, Minaminin, as we've already pointed out, Reish Lakish agrees to this as well. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say that he doesn't have to reiterate his Naziris. As soon as he becomes Tar, he has the Azoya on day 3 and on day 7. He goes to the Mikvah on day 7, boom, he's now Tar. So Naziris, day 1, will kick in on day 7. So, Shvi, Shalom, Olo, Lo, Minaminin. Everybody agrees to that. The Nazir Tar, as opposed to a Nazir who was Tar at the time of the Naziris, Shenitba, who subsequently became Tame, so Ein Shvi Shalom Olo Ben Aminyan, he can't go and have the seventh day count as day one of the Naziris, because he has to go finish that seventh day, and on the eighth day bring the two bird offerings, the Olo and the Chatos, and the animal offering of the Asham. So he can only start his Naziris after he does the Taglachas Tumah and brings his Korbanos. So therefore, that's the difference between a Nazir who was originally Tame and a Nazir who was originally Tar and became Tame. However, note that our Mishnah only, this Braisa, as well as our Mishnah only, it said, Hola Malchus, Zev is a Shavan. The implication is, in regards to Malchus, there is no difference. That, in fact, you do get Malchus like Rav Yochanan holds, and therefore, Kasha on Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish says there is a difference over here. Reish Lakish would agree that the Nazir who became Tahar after he was Tameh, and then becomes Tameh, so he certainly would get Malchus, but not the Nazir who is already Tame at the time that he took his Aziris, according to Reish Lakish, he doesn't get Malchus. But the implication of this Braisa is that there's no difference between the two, because it didn't state so. So Kasha on Reish Lakish. So again, Reish Lakish answers it up simply. He says, no, it's not a riot to Rav Yochanan. It perfectly works well for me as well. Amalei, Reish Lakish would respond to Rav Yochanan and say, Lo, l'taglachas ze v'sha ze shavim. In fact, in regards to taglachas, in regards to the issur to take a haircut, there's no difference between a Nazir who was originally Tameh and a Nazir who was originally Tar and became Tameh. Both of them are not allowed to take a haircut. But if you go to look at the din of the getting Malchus for Tumah, no, Reish Lakish says, the one who was originally Tomei, he was in the cemetery when he took upon the Naziris, would not get Malchus for staying in the cemetery if he was told he has to get out, whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that he would. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, this is not a raya against me, it perfectly fits within my shita. So Gemara says, wait a second, Abo le'inyan Malkus, my, according to you, Reish Lakish, the din is, Ze lokev zeino lokev. The one who was originally tameh when he took upon himself the Zerus would not get Malkus for staying in the cemetery, whereas the one who was originally tar and then became tameh would get Malkus for staying in the cemetery. So then why didn't it list that, list Naya, the Brisa should list that as another difference between the two? Why did it only list the din of a carbon? That the seventh day is Ole for the person who was originally Tameh and then became Tar, and it's not Ole for the person who was originally Tar and then became Tameh, because day seven is not Ole for him, he has to go bring his Korban on day eight. So the Gemara says, Bitakante Kamayre, that the Brice is only dealing over here with things that make him Takana. They improve him, they fix him. In other words, when can he start go and counting his Naziris? Day seven, if he was originally a Nazir who was Tameh, he was Tameh and then took upon himself Naziris, so then day seven counts. But if he was originally Tar, and now he became Tameh, and now the 7 days have passed, and he had the Hazoyas, and he had the Tefillah, day seven doesn't count, day eight counts. So in regards to fixing him up, Takante Komairi, there the Bryce is talking about, but it has nothing to do with Kilkule. To get Malkus, lo komairi. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, it still fits in with my sheet. Morris says, one more time, and here's when a shlug up Reish Lakish, Toshma, the following Raisa says, Mishaya Tomei, a person was Tomei, and the Nazir, and he took upon himself an Aziris. So the din is, everybody agrees to this, Osu legaleya felishtos yayin. He's not allowed to go and take a haircut, he's not allowed to drink wine, and in fact, he'll get Malkus for that. That everybody agrees with. However, here's what the Braisa says exactly, Rav Yochanan. The imgilach, the shoso yayin, if those two things, if he did either taglachas or he did wine, so then Reish Lakish agrees that he would get Malkus. But here it adds on, the nitma lemesim. It tells us, likewise, if he was staying inside the cemetery, or he's going to be nitma lemesim once he comes out of the cemetery, it says beferish here that he does get Malkus for staying inside the cemetery or getting new tumor upon him, even though he's already Tameh. He's not allowed to become more Tameh. So therefore, Tiyufta the Reish Lakish, Tiyufta. This slugs up Reish Lakish, because here it says beferish in the Braisa. As great as Reish Lakish is, he's an Amora, and he normally doesn't argue with the Braisa. And therefore, we have the Braisa here that goes against Reish Lakish, like the opinion of Yochanan. And therefore, bottom line is, Tiyufta to Reish Lakish. And therefore, the understanding of Rav Yochanan is correct. Now we go right to the Gemara. It says, Boy, Rav, Rav asked the following Shaila, Nazir, v'hu beveis ha-kvaros, mahu. If the Nazir is inside the beis ha-kvaros, what is the din, mahu? If he stays there, the Tosus points out, this is patterned after the din that we have in the Gemara in Shavuos, and the Rav asks, Boy, Shiel, Malkus. So the Gemara in Shavuos, in the second parak, there discusses that if a person is in the beis ha-migdash, he becomes Tameh, so he has to leave immediately. And if he delays in leaving, so then he's going to be chayiv, a punishment for delaying his leaving. He's not punished for inadvertently becoming Tommy there, but if he delays going out, he doesn't go out by the shortest route possible without delaying the amount of time that it would take to do heishtach havoya, to bow down, so then he would in fact be chayiv. Now, Rava asks, does the same thing apply to the Nazir who's in the Beis HaKvaros? If he's told, you got to get out of the Beis HaKvaros, and if he leaves right away, no problem, but he delays in leaving, Mahu, Boy Shehiel Malkus, does he, if he delays in leaving, does he then get Malkus because he delayed? Olo, or no, he doesn't get Malkus in that situation. It's not comparable to the delay in leaving from the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rava's question. And the Gemara says, exactly what is Rava asking? Hechi Dami, what is the case that Rava is discussing? If you're going to tell me, Ilema, the Amri Lei, that we warn this person who's in the Beis HaGemaros, Lo Tinzor, while he's in the Beis HaGemaros, he's not yet a Nazir. We see he's going, oh wow, I'd like to become a Nazir. I'm going to take upon myself a Nazir. Say, no, hey, don't do that. Two people warn him, give him a straw. Don't do that. Lo Tinzor, don't take upon yourself the Nazirus while you're in the Beis HaKvaros. So then, in that situation, where he took upon himself the Nazirus, so Loma Li Shehiya, then even without delaying, if he were to leave right away, he still would get Malkus. Why is that? Because Nazir, my taima lo boy Shia. Why do we say in general that the Nazir might not need Shehiya in order to be Chayev? Because the Komasribe, because you warn him. Once you warn him not to go and take upon himself Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaros, so you're telling him, don't do that. So to over here, Hochanami, Komasribe, they're warning him, don't delay. And if you delay in coming out, you're going to get Malkus. Again, just like if you tell him, don't get take upon himself in the Zeros, why in the cemetery? So he would get Malkus if he did that, because he became Tameh. So too, if he delays in going out, he'll also get Malkus in that situation. So it looks like Rava's question is asked and answered in that situation, so that can't be Rava's question. Elo, therefore, this is Rava's question. We turn to Yudzainoi Beis. Elo, kigon shenichnas bishida teva v'migdol. The person entered into the cemetery inside a container of some sort. Shida is usually translated as a chest. Teva is some type of a conveyance, like a trunk that he's inside. Umigdal is another type of a closet that they usually translate it as. In other words, all of these are enclosed areas that would prevent tumma from entering into the person's body. It's blocked by the shida, teva, umigdal. So therefore, the person is inside the cemetery, but he's inside the shida, teva, umigdal, and it's not yet tummy. And therefore, there's no problem in this Nazir even being inside the Shida Teva Migdal, inside the cemetery. And then what happens? Uba Chaveiro, not so good friend. It says his friend, but he's obviously not a nice person. Upara Me'olov Maziva. And it's not so nice guy, goes and removes the floor of the Shida Teva Migdal. Maziva is the floor. And therefore, now the Tumma can come right into the Shida Teva Migdal and is Matamid its Nazir. The Rosh brings down the Lashon over here of Upara. It's a similar Lashon that we have Upara Rosh Ha'isha in regards to a Sota. So this Para Me'olav HaMaziva means he removes over here the floor. In any event, now the person is Tameh. That this is inadvertent. This person didn't do anything. As the Top Tosus points out, Tchilas Knisoso B'makom Tameh Beheter. He entered in there. He didn't do anything wrong. Velo Lake Achnis. And therefore, he wouldn't get Malkus for going inside the cemetery in the Shida Teva Migdal because he wasn't Tameh. Elokim Asrim Be Sheyetze B'Shida. They tell him, you better go out. And then the friend comes along, again, not such a good friend, and paralo olav ha-maziva, and removes him, so now he becomes tameh. So, misafkale, Rava's question in this situation is, tilma lo boi shehia in this situation, because maybe you shouldn't have gone in there. And therefore, you took a chance, and it's even though inadvertent, but you're held responsible immediately. Odilma loshta. We don't say that. The kol hecha, the ira tumma hasum boy shia. Because here it was inadvertently that the tumma came upon you, and as long as you don't delay, you're not going to get malchus. That's Rava's question. Let's see it signed down in the Gemara. Kigon shenichnas b'shida teva migdal uba chaveru parah me'olav maziva. Now what's the din? Do we say kigamrinu shia b'beis hamigdash? Do we learn this out from shia in the beis hamigdash? And therefore, in the beis hamigdash, if you don't delay, you don't get malchus. Avol abroi lo. But maybe this din doesn't apply to a nazir, because after all, don't go into the cemetery in a shita teva migdal. Or do we say odilma lo shta? That in fact it's the same din as the base of migdash. As long as there's no shia, you don't get malchus. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer to Rava's question. Leaves it as an ibaya to lo if shita lay. Now we ask the final question of today's shir, which we'll go through a number of attempts to try to answer it. So boy, Ravashi asks the following shaila. In our case in our Mishnah, where Nazar Behu Beis HaKvaros, the person was already in the Beis HaKvaros when he adopted the Naziris. He took upon himself the Naziris only while he was already Tomei in the Beis HaKvaros. So, the question that we're now asking is, Ton Giluach Olo? We know he doesn't bring a carbon, but does he have to do a Taglachas at the end of the time when he becomes Tar? He has the Hazoy again of the Beipar Aduma on day 3 and day 7. He goes to the Mikvah. Does he need to do Taglachas, albeit he doesn't bring Korbanos or not? That's Rav Ashi's question. Ton Giluach Olo? Ki boy taglachas, do we say that you only do a taglachas, that's when you're a tohar who became tamei shenitmor, because then you're going to bring karbanos. Therefore, that's why you do taglachas. To call mitma l'nazirusei, because you became tamei, and that knocks off the nazirus that you had already counted. And therefore, in that situation, you have to bring the karbanos of taglachas tuma, and you have to do taglachas. Avol tamei, if the person was already tamei shenazar, and took upon himself the nazirus, lo, you don't have to go and do a taglachas because you don't bring korbanos. Or maybe, odilma lo shta, maybe you do the taglachas no matter what. That's Ravashi's question. So where it says, let's bring a right from our Mishnah. Toshmat, we learned in our Mishnah, Mishnah Nazir Hu B'Nesach Paros. Exactly this case where a person was in Nazir only after he was already in the cemetery. He took upon himself the Naziris after he was in the cemetery. So there we had said, Afilu Hayosham Shloshim Yom, Eino Olul Minamin, that the person doesn't count a single day while he's still in the cemetery, even though 30 days have gone by, you think, well, that's 30 days of his Aziris. He didn't drink wine, he didn't go and do a taglachas, and he didn't become additionally tamei. He's still in the Beis HaKvaros the whole time, so you might have thought that this counts. So the Mishnah told us, no, it doesn't count at all. And furthermore, it says, Ve'eno mevi carbon tumba, and he doesn't when he comes out and becomes tar. After he does the azoya, the shlishi and shvi, and goes to the mikvah, he doesn't have to bring a carbon tumba. Now, it said specifically he doesn't have to bring a carbon tumba. Let's learn by implication, carbon tumba. It specifically states he doesn't bring the karbanos of a nazir who was tummy who became tar. But implication, but he has to do taglachas. It didn't state he doesn't do taglachas. It says he doesn't bring the karbanos. So maybe it implies from a mishnah that he does the taglachas. Ravashi's question is answered. You have to do a taglachas. He says, no, that's not what the mishnah meant. The mishnah meant when it said karban tuma hu delo maisi. And matam kamar, why doesn't he have to do a taglachas? Matam eino mevi karban tumma mishum delo boy geluchay. He doesn't have to do a taglachas, he doesn't have to bring the karbanos. One is a reflection on the other. Why doesn't he bring karbanos? Because he doesn't do a taglachas. And you bring the karbanos because you're doing the taglachas. So therefore, our mishnah is no raya. And in fact, our mishnah could be learned that in fact you don't do a taglachas. Try again. Toshma, we have the following braisa. Ein bein tamei shenazir lenazir torshin hitma. We had this braisa a moment ago. There is no difference between, the braisa said, a person who was already tamei when he took upon his naziris, as opposed to a person who was tar when he took upon himself naziris and then became tamei. They're both now a tamei nazir. The only difference between them, we said, was Elo the Tomei, the person who was originally Tomei, that took upon himself the Nazir Shinazar. So we'd said, after he has Azoy on day 3 and day 7, and goes to the Mikvah, day 7 now counts as the first day of his Naziris. Shvi Shalo Olulo Min HaMinyan. However, the Nazir Tar, the person who was a Nazir Tar, who became Tomei Shnitma, so he also has to go through the 7-day Tar process with Azoy on day 3 and day 7 and going to the Mikvah, but day 7 doesn't count him. Ain't Shri Shalom Olo Min HaMinyan, because he has to go bring his Kabanos on the next day. So, it says, Beferish, my love, Ho Liz the Taglachas, Zev Zeshavim. It didn't mention anything about the Taglachas in this brisa, that's the difference between them. It only said that the difference is the carbon, that day 7 counts for the nazir who was originally tamei and then took upon himself the zeros. Day 7 counts. And the nazir who was originally tar and then became tamei, so day 7 doesn't count. And it doesn't say that there's a difference between them in regards to taglachas. My love, all the taglachas, Zeh, v'zeh, shavim, that both of them require taglachas. Okay, the first person will do the taglachas on day 7, and the next person will do it on day 8, but they both require taglachas. So one says, no, lo, ha l'malkus, zeh, v'zeh, shavim. The implication of this braisa was that in regards to malkus, as we pointed out previously, this was the tiyufta to Reish Lakish that we tried, so Rav Yochanan says that both of them would get malkus if they went back into the cemetery, or they didn't leave the cemetery right away. Where it says, really? Avol taglachas mai, but that would imply that in regards to the din of taglachas, you're saying, zeh megaleach v'zeh eino megaleach? So you're then telling us that the answer to Ravashi's question is that this braisa does make a distinction between the nazir who was originally tamei and then took upon himself the nazirus. So he doesn't do a taglachas, and only the nazir who was originally tar and then became tamei, he has to do a taglachas, so that's the difference. Avot taglachas ma'i zimagalech zainamagalech. So then list it, listnaya. Why didn't you mention that in this braisa? It's another difference. So where it says, no, tano shvi shalo v'chomile. And you can see this in Saitosis, Dibra Maso, tano shvi shalo v'chomile. V'kivan, the tano shvi shalo, since it tells us there's a difference on the seventh day, that the Nazir who was originally tamei and then took upon himself the zeros, seventh day counts, whereas the nazir who was originally tar and then became tamei, the seventh day doesn't count, he has to wait till the eighth day. The kibbutz the tanish vishlo olulo min aminyan, in regards to the first case of the nazir who took upon himself the zeros when he was already tamei, hainu mishum she'eno mevi carbon, he doesn't bring a carbon, umimela yadinon de'eno megalech, and that's why he doesn't do a taglachas, kibbutz de'eno mevi carbon, because the two are connected. So therefore, the fact that it's not listed was obvious, it didn't have to list it over here, and therefore you can't bring me a Raya to Ravashi's question that there's no difference between the two of them, but in fact, Zeh Megaleach v'Zeh Eino Megaleach. So we're still stuck. We don't have an answer to Ravashi's question. Gemara continues and says, Tashma is being right from the following Braisa. Ein li'ele yimei tumos so she'eno l'lumin aminyon. We have a din that we said that the Nazir's days don't count. The second part of that Braisa was that the Nazir's days don't count to him until the eighth day if he was a Tomei person after he took upon himself his Naziris. So we said that in that situation, Yimei Tumah, so the days that he's Tomei ain't Olum Min HaMinyan. However, what about, not when he's Tomei, but let's say he became a mitzora muchla. We have two different types of mitzoraim. One is a mitzora that is muskar, that's unclear, and we have to keep him away. We quote quarantine him for a week and see what happened to his lesion. And then we can decide then whether he in fact is a mitzora or he's not a mitzora. Sometimes you have to wait another week. But once we decide that he's a mitzora, he's called a mitzora muchlat. So the Gemara is now asking, we just said that the Yemei Tumah, that a Nazir is Tumah, don't count towards his count of the 30-day Stam Naziris. But what about Yemei Chiluta, when a person is a Nazir, and they're not Tumah, Tumah space, but they become a Mitzora, and they become a Mitzora Mukhlat. They're definitely, definitively a Mitzora. So those days that he's a Mitzora, what about them? Can they count towards his Naziris? Yemei Chiluta Minayin. How do we know that they don't count towards his Naziris? So the Gemara wants to suggest Vidinu, it should be a Kabbal Homer. Ma Yimei Tumah, so since the days that he's Tameh, they don't count, and nevertheless, Megaleach Umevi Karban, he has to go and do a Taglachas and bring his Karbanos after that Tumah period of time. So too, after Yimei Chiluto, Megaleach Umevi Karban. So let us break the same thing. During the days that he's Mitzora Mukhlot, once he's done with that, he has to also do a Taglachas and bring Karbanos. So just like Umay Yimei Tumaso Ein Olim Lo Minyan, Min HaMinyan, Ati Mechiluto Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan. So too, the din should be the same. Just like the days of Tumah don't count towards his total the days of Naziris, so too, the Yimei Chiluto should not count towards his total days of Naziris. As Tosos di Ramaskul says, Afi Mechiluto, Shavin Liyamei Tumasa. We compare the days of definitely he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, to compare that to the days when he's definitely Tame. Shavin Liyamei Tumasa. The Ein Olin Liniziris. Just like the days of Tumah don't count towards his Naziris, Hachanami Yamei Chiluto Ein Olin Lo Liniziruso. They also don't count for his Naziris. Mor says, no, that's not necessarily correct. Lo. Maybe im amris b'yemei tumah. So maybe the reason why the days of tumah, when he's tumah tumah smays, they don't count towards the naziris because they destroy, they uproot his prior count. Shekein mevatel v'hen esakodim, and that's why they don't count. They actually uproot the previous days that he counted b'tara. So that's why they can't count towards yemei naziruso. They can't count for his total 30-day naziris, stam naziris, because they uprooted the 10 days he counted, let's say beforehand, and then he became tumah. And therefore, chlefikoch in olam and aminim. That's why they don't count towards the total naziris. However, would you say the same thing by mitzora? Tomar b'yemei chiluta by a mitzora who's muchlad. He's a definitive mitzora. She'enam avatel sakod. Let's say he counted 10 days as a tar nazir, and then he became a mitzora. It takes him 2 months to get rid of his tzaras. He becomes tar from his tzaras. Does the korbanos and the taglachas? It doesn't uproot those 10 days. So therefore, one might argue, Tomar b'yemei chiluto she'enam avatel sakodin, since the days that he's a mitzora muchlat doesn't uproot the beginning, maybe in fact the fikach olam lo min haminyan. So let's say he took upon himself 100 days in zeros, and he counted 10 days, and then he came a mitzora, and he's a mitzora for 60 days. Maybe those 60 days when he's a mitzora, they actually do count, because they didn't uproot the 10 days that he'd counted before that. As opposed to yemei tumah, when he's a nazir, it's tame, it does uproot the days beforehand. So therefore, maybe the two are incomparable. So therefore, the Gemara says, Amris, let's say the following Kabbal Chomer. Uman Nazir b'kever, if a person became a Nazir while they were in the Beis HaKvaros, meaning he was already Tameh, and then he took upon himself an Aziris, Shesaro Roy L'Taglachas, and his hair could be eventually done with the Taglachas. That hair that he has on his head is going to eventually be used for his Taglachas of Tahara. Nevertheless, Ein Olam Lo Min HaMinyan, as we said in the Mishnah, it could be there all 30 days. It wouldn't count for the 30 days of Naziris. So therefore, Yemei Chiluto, the days that he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, She'ein Aroy L'Taglachas, that won't be good for the Nazir's Taglachas because he has to cut it off for the Mitzora's Taglachas. So therefore, Lo Kol Shekein, certainly it should be She'ein Olam Lo Min HaMinyan, that it shouldn't count. Just like the time that he spends in the cemetery when his hair is roy for a taglachas tara, that doesn't count. So certainly the hair that he has in his head is a mitzora mukhlat, that will not be a good taglachas for a naziris. That will be a taglachas for his mitzora status. So lo kol shekein shein olam min haminyan, certainly that shouldn't apply for his days of naziris. So let's use this as the Kal v'chomer or the binyan av. Really, it's more appropriate than that as a kal v'chomer, as a binyan av. This is a general rule that we apply in one place, we apply it in another place. So the Gemara says, my lav taglachas tumah. Now, aren't we talking about when we said here that nazir shesaru royal taglachas? Isn't that talking about a taglachas tumah? And let's answer Ravashi's question, does the nazir while he doesn't bring the karbanos of a nazir tamei, maybe he has to do a taglachas. So it seems from this brisa that he does have to do a taglachas tumah. So Gemara says, no, it's not talking about the taglachas tumah, it's talking about taglachas tahara, which is the way I explained it before. And therefore, you have no raya from here that in fact that a nazir who was originally tamei and then became tahar has to do a taglachas. And the Gemara says, hochanami mistabri. In fact, this makes more sense. Very good sense. So we turn to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Why is it making good sense? Because the Isolka Daitoch Taglachas Tumah. If you're saying that it's talking about a Taglachas Tumah, so then also, Yimechiluto Milo by Taglachas also. After all, the Mitzorah Mukhlet has to do with Taglachas, and if you're not talking about the Taglachas Tahara, because if you're telling me by the Nazir who's Tumah, you have to do Taglachas, so that's not the Taglachas Tahara, so then what difference should it make whether you're doing a Taglachas Tumah or you're doing the Taglachas for the Mitzorah? Oh, from the fact that you separated them, it must be talking about a Taglachas Tahara. Morris says, not necessarily, lo. You could in fact say that whether it's a taglachas tumah for Nazirus or a taglachas tahara for Nazirus, they're both talking about a taglachas of Nazirus. And therefore, taglachas the Nazirus ketani, but taglachas mitzorah mukhlat lo ketani. And therefore, we don't have an answer one way or the other yet for Ravashi. So finally, we answer Ravashi's question with the last brisa. Toshma. The pasuk tells us, v'time rosh nizro. If the Nazir comes into contact with Tumas Meis, so then he becomes Tomei, V'timei Rosh Nizro. Now that's talking about a Nazir who's Tar. B'Tahar, Shenitmo HaKosu B'Dabri. It's talking about a Nazir who was Tar, and he came into contact with Tumas Meis, and he becomes Tomei. Shehu Tan Havara Seyar, that type of a Nazir, who was originally Tar, then becomes Tomei, then becomes Tar, has to do with Taglachas Tumah. V'Havas Tipar, and he brings the two bird offerings, the Ol and the Chatus, as well as the animal Osham. And the lift Torah said Nazir bekever, as opposed to it's talking about only a Nazir who is originally Tar and then becomes Tomei, as opposed to a Nazir that was originally Tomei. He took upon himself the Zirus while he was in the cemetery. She'ein Ton Havar Seir Havar Sipar, who doesn't require the bringing of the Karbanos and doesn't require the Taglachas. So he doesn't bring the two bird offerings, the Ol and the Chatos. He doesn't bring the Karban Asham. And he doesn't do a taglachas. And that's the answer to Ravashi's question. You don't need to do a taglachas. And he says, this is a kavuchomer. Why? Uma tohor, a nazir who was tar, shenitma, that becomes tame, he has to bring taglachas and the tziporim and the osham. Ton havara seyav avos tziporim. So certainly, misha yatame mitchila, one would say the kavuchomer, but if you were Tomei originally, and then you became a Nazir, certainly, that you should have to go do a Taglachas, even though you never were Tar. You were originally Tomei when you took upon yourself the Naziris. And you should have to go bring the Karbanos. The Pasuk tells us that's not true. Tamad Lomar, V'timei Rosh Nizro. You have to be making it Tomei now. V'mishaya Tar, somebody that was Tar, who becomes Tomei. V'nitmo, Hakosu B'daber. He has to bring the Shnei Tziporin and the Osham, and to do a Taglachas, as opposed to a person who was originally Tomei who doesn't have to. So one who is Tahar originally takes upon himself Naziris and then becomes Tomei, Sheiton Avor Seir Avor Tziporin. He has to go bring, and not the Liv Torah Sanazi Bekeber, and not the person who was Tomei originally when he took upon himself the Naziris, what we call the Nazi Bekeber, the Nazi inside the cemetery. He doesn't have to do a Taglachas and doesn't bring the Tziporim. We've answered Ravashi's question, Shema Mina, that a Nazir who was originally Tomei not only doesn't bring the Karbanos, but he doesn't have to go and do a Taglachas. It's only the Nazir that was originally Tahar who becomes Tamei that has to do a Taglachas when he brings the Tziporim, the Ola, and the Chatus birds, as well as the animal Osham. He has to do a Taglachas. But a Nazir Bekever, the Nazir who took upon himself Naziris while he was in the cemetery, so even when he becomes Tar, he doesn't bring Karbanos for sure, but he doesn't even do a Taglachas. So Ravashi's question is asked and answered, and this we conclude today's shiur.